The Suit by Sheaf Rotherdon. Read by Margulan. Summary, set during the events of Rewind. This is a Suits genfic featuring the character of Jessica Pearson, with the rating of general audiences. The suit costs $600 and change. It's not the most expensive suit Jessica owns, or even the one she likes best, but it does the job she needs it to do. She steps into the pants and thinks of Jameson, Whitman, Broadbeck, and their smiles of condescension even now. The way they look at her as if she's a science experiment they're willing to indulge until it stops amusing them. An inside joke to which only they know the punchline. It'll come at her expense. They're foolish, she thinks. Swaddled, stupidly, in the comfort of their pale, pale skin, imagining she doesn't have what it takes, what they have, what she needs, unable to understand that she already earns 5 times their salary, that she'll earn yet more before they've drunk their espresso and dabbled at their mouths with their pocket squares. Idiots, she breathes, and she smooths a silk camisole over her breasts. Shrugs into the jacket that fits almost as it should, reaches for the pearls that will sit at her throat, a light, elegant pressure, the manifestation of 1,000 raised eyebrows, double takes, and open stares. The heels at least feel right. The heels lift her up, let her look down, just as Hawkins and Ballard and Jarvis deserve, Bradley, Jessup, Clinton, and Walker, too. Jessica glances at her reflection, smiles at what she sees, turns her foot to the right, to the left. In her heels, she's the beginning of who she's meant to be, the woman she'll be by afternoon, the managing partner, Daniel gone. It's the last time she'll wear this piece of shit suit, the last time she'll acquiesce to the way those bastards want her to look, the lie they want her body to tell. She saunters back to her closet, touches the skirt that hangs on the rail, the blouse she'll wear in 24 hours. She's no one's dress-up doll, and those assholes don't know power and prestige. They'll learn tomorrow, she thinks with satisfaction. And they'll wonder how they didn't see this was always the way it was going to be. The end.